say, and that's a range of policies that we want to take forward to improve the quality of health care in community settings, and to get more choice and to get more responsiveness to people's health and social care needs through the introduction of a range of alternative health and social care providers. And that includes, of course, social enterprises. Many of you are here today, and we've got a mixture of people who are social enterprises and people who are maybe thinking about aspiring to be social enterprises. And your point about interrupting the networking, I'm sure the most important point is for all of you to meet and talk to each other and share ideas and share, I hope, your passion and enthusiasm for the social enterprise way of working in terms of delivering better health and social care at a local level. Now, I know, because I used to run my own social enterprise before becoming a Member of Parliament, about just how good social enterprises can be in terms of innovation, in terms of reach, in terms of thinking of new solutions to old problems and putting together people and organisations. And I know that if you, I can put it, set people free through their social enterprise, just the liberation that it gives in terms of developing new ways of working, taking an existing service and developing it, improving it in a way that possibly couldn't be done in other settings. So that's why we've got the Social Enterprise Investment Fund. It's worth £100 million over 4 years. I think we're right, we've got about 70 million quid left, so plenty there to go for. And that's about supporting new and existing social enterprises to deliver health and social care services. And for those of you that haven't sort of been in contact with the fund yet, it does provide loans, it does provide grants, it does provide business advice for people who are seeking to, you know, set up or develop their social enterprises over the future. Now, particularly pleased, obviously, today to welcome Future Builders and Partnerships UK into the family of the Social Enterprise Investment Fund. They're going to be managing the fund going forward. I know them very well from the other work that we've done with them in the past. I'm very confident that their role will to help to improve the strategic capability of the investees, to improve the financial capability of those investees, just to make sure that we really do continue this growth and development and diversity that we know is going to be the hallmark of success for the outcomes of all of this. What we want to encourage is a plural and diverse provider market in health and social care sectors, resulting in better services, ultimately resulting in better patient and user care. And that's ultimately what we're all about. And I'm delighted the expertise of Future Builders in the social finance sector will really help strengthen us in that regard. So far, we've awarded more than 20 million quid to 150 social enterprises since 2007. It's nice giving away money. Let me just give you a couple of examples to give you a flavour of what we're doing, because there's all the techie stuff, but what's it about on the ground? And I'm not sure, but some of these are here today, so you might be able to talk to them about what they do as well. The St Luke's Healthy Living Centre, that's in Essex, Southend-on-Sea, we gave them some £243,500 in March this year, and that's for a range of services for local people, like counselling, fitness activities for that part of the community. Healthy Hearts, £10,000 last April for the mobile screening programme that Healthy Hearts run. That was set up by staff at the Samwell and West Birmingham NHS Trust, and their aim is to reduce health inequalities in that region, to try to reduce and prevent the risk of cardiovascular disease. And the third one, there's lots more, but the third one I'd like to give a name check to, I like this one, Sit and Be Fit. £54,000 in March 2008. They're in Sunderland, North East England, but they offer manageable fitness routines for people who are wheelchair users and people who might have to temporarily lose their mobility, but it helps them to keep or to regain some of that mobility through the exercises that they do. A real innovative package of chair-based exercises, sessions to help people with those mobility problems. Good examples of local people, local need, setting up and having an organisation directly responsive to help people's lives in that way. So, what we're all about here is using the funds to establish a vibrant health and social care social enterprise sector. We want you to be innovative, we want you to be responsive, we want you to come up with new ideas and new thinking about how you might go about helping meet people's health and social care needs.